supposed to say again?
What kind of podcast is this?
Oh, this is Bad Play Style. We're a video game book club podcast wherein we talk about the video game we played this week.
NSFW?
Yeah, we swear a lot. And we're going to fucking spoil the shit out of this game.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about secrets?
Yeah, we're going to ruin all the secrets.
Such as?
Such as, Bastil is really your mom.
I said dad.
Doesn't matter. Welcome to Bad Playstyle. I'm SJW Snowflake Argumentative, formerly.
This is your last chance.
Not a shame, man. Not quite a shame. No, I don't fucking know. Shame boy. All
right.
I'm shame boy.
You got the one that counts, right?
Yeah.
You got the right one.
I remembered the current one. I have a good story about this when I talk about games I've played.
So why did you just do that? For those of...
Because you always do the welcome to, and I was just jumping in.
Okay. No, but variety. The name thing. Why the did that thing? Happen?
Yeah, why is that your name?
Oh,
why
because... Is that your name? Because I am the 2-3-time winner of the Bad Playstyle Chicken Hat.
The Chicken Cup.
I'm trying to get to 5 so I can do the Booker T gimmick of being 5-time Chicken Hat champ. No, I'm not.
Who's
I'm not actually
who's
trying
Booker
to do
T?
Obviously, he's a wrestler, because Kenan's saying it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but, like, what's his deal?
He...
Why is he called Booger?
Booker T.
Booker. Oh, yeah. I'm way less interested
no.
now.
No.
I retract my question.
He's got a gimmick that was made for a black guy in the 80s.
Ugh.
Yep.
Disgusting. Anyway, wrestling is disgusting. Let's move on.
That's your dumbest wrestling moment.
There we go.
I stopped on purpose.
So Kenan introduced us. My name's Matt. The other person here...
I'm Owen.
Owen. Owen doesn't have to say anything.
Owen is
that's
no longer
a
winter comfort device.
So when they say chicken hat, that's our internal checks and balances to make sure people are playing the games. Welcome... Well, yeah, it's Bad Playstyle. You already said that.
I did not mention what we are.
Yeah, okay, that's the point. This is a book club style podcast where we all play the same video game and then get together and compare and contrast our experiences. But before that can happen... Owen, you got a kick-ass Star Wars mug.
Yeah.
So that means that you're going to talk about what video games you've been playing besides, what did we play this week?
Mark of the Ninja.
We played Mark Remastered. Of the Ninja. Remastered. Stanima. Anyway.
Nailed it.
I don't know, I started playing RimWorld again, because I saw Kenan playing RimWorld.
RimWorld 1.0 happened! Congrats, RimWorld!
Isn't it fucking crazy how Steam makes that happen?
Yeah. Good job, right? Tynan!
Where you're like... You see that little notification, you're like, oh, Kenan's playing RimWorld.
Hey, RimWorld.
I like RimWorld.
Yeah.
I'm going to play RimWorld
I really like the way you jumped in the Discord. It's like, so why are we on the hardcore drugs, guys?
So, yeah, I don't have anything super cool to say, because it's, like, basically the same game.
It's mostly
the same
game.
What's different? Like,
I don't know, I built some deep drills and bugs came out of them.
All right, that's certainly different.
Yeah, but that seems to have stopped, so I don't know if I used up all the bugs or...
Plants out of bugs.
Was it like just a whole bunch of bugs at once, or was it like a trickle of bugs?
No, it's like when you'd get like a raid event.
Oh, okay.
And you're like, oh, you drilled, like the event's literally called like drilled too deep. Mm. And like 4 bugs come out of the ground, but it also gives you like a bit of a warning time. They don't come out right away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's enough time to draw a box around all your people and hit R to...
There's some dude sitting at the console like, bugs coming up the pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of like systems cleanup that happen.
Yeah.
Mostly.
And breaking all the mods.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I keep bringing this up, but did you guys know that L. Ron Hubbard thought that a piece of magnetic iron at the bottom of the ocean was a submarine and bombed it for 3 days straight when he was on a PT boat in World War II?
Sounds about right.
I mean, in the 40s, that's like the kind of thing you could
do reasonably.
Dude, magnetic sonar detection still broken. Like, you would still do that today.
He got like super demoted and his all the officers above him were like, this dude needs to be supervised.
It's true, though. He should have been supervised.
Anyway, you reminded me.
The rest of his life.
Because of the deep drilling.
So the other game I've been playing is a new Fallout game came out this week.
Okay.
And I've been playing that.
Okay. Does that mean what I think it means?
What do you think it means?
I think it means Fallout 76.
And that's where you're wrong. Yeah, sucker. Okay.
Yeah. Did, what, you just like
debated.
Yeah. Yep. That's where you're wrong.
Yep.
Chief.
What? So what's up?
Apparently, I'm in a verbal baseball game, and Keenan's the pitcher.
Yep.
I've been playing Fallout New California.
Oh. Okay.
Which is like a total conversion mod for Fallout New Vegas.
Okay.
That.
Tell me more.
Yes.
Has a supposedly 30-hour story.
Tell me more.
Has been in production for 7 years.
Tell me more.
It came out last week, or earlier this week. It's set in between Fallout 1 and 2.
Ooh.
You start in Vault 18.
So you're not in the Mojave?
Nope. No, okay. You are in California. You are, I think, like around the San Bernardino area. I'm actually just about to get out of my vault. So I don't know much about
the... Oh, you've been in the vault.
You've been in the vault the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
You're in Vault 18, which like is insinuated to be...
That's like near Fallout 1 and 2 areas.
Yeah, right? Yeah. The vault, when you're just starting out and you're like living your vault life, you find out in the computer files that there's like classified files of like Air Force colonels about the formation. There's something fucky about the formation of your vault. Your vault's different from a lot of others.
You're one of those cool secret vaults.
Yeah, and like there's a statue of the senator who had it like commissioned in your vault.
Okay.
Is the senator also in your vault?
No, not as far as I can tell.
Okay.
But I think it's supposed to be like a fallback for the Enclave. Because like basically at a certain point, like Enclave loyalists get activated in the vault.
Okay,
and
so try and take your vault is like full of crypto fascists.
Yeah. And so it's like, right. And your vault's also like kind of weird because like
so you're like shades of paranoia.
Your character is from the outside world. You're like a wastelander.
Oh, what?
They have a bunch of adopted tribal kids that they scooped up for some reason.
Well, they need more.
Yeah, genes. Presumably that's what it is. So, like, I'm just about to get out of the vault, and, like, one of my, like, peers, like, in the fighting, like, had, like, I don't know, like, fighting instinct, like, trigger, and he's, like, getting back his memories from being,
oh,
like,
man.
Out in the wasteland. So he just, like, jacked a bunch of Enclave patriots with a spear.
Shit.
The writing in it's really good. It's, like, fully voice acting.
I was about to say, is there, like, audio? Like,
there's tons of voice acting in it. It's all, for a mod, it's really, really good.
Cool.
It's not, like, AAA game quality good, but it's very good.
Like, right. It's believable enough.
Is it like, a B game?
Maybe. I don't know. I have to spend more time with it.
Okay. Sounds neat.
Like, you start out in a football game. Like, you know, like, so the game begins, it's like, war never changes, and like, all that. And that speech at the beginning of the game fades into, it's your coach giving your team a pep talk before the game.
That's awesome. You
know,
like,
makes a strong man fall, you know? And it's like, and so you go out onto the field, and so, like, you know how in Fallout 4, you're the sole survivor, and in Fallout 2, you're the chosen one.
Right.
In Fallout 1, you're the vault dweller. In this, you are the star player.
Nice. Okay.
And, like, you get the shit beaten out of you.
Hero's journey up in this bitch.
Well, and it's, I think the skew is that your team is the, is made up of the Wasteland kids.
Oh, okay.
And the opposing team is like vault natives or whatever, and those are the ones that also seem to be Enclave loyalists.
Okay, so like you're the bricklayers and they're the globetrotters,
something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
No, like you get laid out in the football game, and like later you run into like one of your other one of the other players, and she's like, "Oh man, you got fucked up in that game. I picked you up and I took you down to the hospital, and the doctor came on and he took off your clothes and I saw your dick."
Okay.
And like,
okay, we're off to a good start then.
Yes.
And is like, there like a gender option when you character create?
I think so, yeah. Because it's the normal creator. And then like there was like a prompt in that where it's like if your endurance is higher, you can try and hook up with this person. Which is like, oh yeah, you did, huh?
Your endurance, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
That's... Well, because it's like you got to be hunky enough.
Yeah,
right?
It's the hardiness body stat.
So
it's like, if your endurance was high enough, she'd be like, I saw your dick, and it was good.
Yeah. Endurance directly correlated to dick size confirmed.
So, like, I think the writing's really cool. I think, like, all the assets in the game world look really good. Their texturing is a little flat, but, like, the models...
It's a mod, man.
The models,
you know?
And design and stuff looks really cool. Some of the encounter stuff so far hasn't been super great, so I'm gonna see how that shakes out.
Like, combat encounters?
Combat encounters and just, like, the actually fucking with the environment and stuff like that. Mm. There's some stuff where I'm not sure why it was in the level and, like, was just an enormous distraction.
Okay.
But we'll see. I'm supposedly about to get into the open world part of it. The Xi are supposed to be in it from San Francisco. Neat. The Chinese submarine people.
Neato.
Yeah. Like, it's a lot of, like,
let's stop using the exact same three factions over and over. There's plenty of stuff in Fallout that you could extrapolate on.
Yeah.
You know, the cons have, like, a whole empire in Wyoming, right?
Right. Yeah, they redid a lot of the UI. It looks really slick. Like, all the dialogue windows have their own wrappers now and stuff.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you guys after we record it. Like, it's fucking cool.
Cool.
We should watch that trailer, too. The trailer's good.
Okay. Anything else you've been playing?
I know how I feel about trailers, but...
Dude, whatever. I don't know. That's been about it. Just RimWorld and this and Mark the Ninja.
Okay. Cool.
Cool beans. I've been playing a lot of, like, a ton of party games at work. With teenagers.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's hella good. Lethal League Blaze came out.
Okay.
I like it. I'm not sure how much I like the changes, but lucky for me, you can just turn them off in the menu. It's super cool. Lethal League is like, for those of you who don't know, it's a 4-player deadly racquetball
sort of thing. That's good.
That's the way I've been describing it. And...
Like, what if squash was a blood sport?
Yeah, what if squash was a blood sport? And it's 2D, and it plays a bit like a fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
And in the original version, if you got hit by the ball at all, you're just dead. In the new version, there's HP, and your HP goes down by how fast the ball was moving when it hit you.
So there's still, like, a point in the game where everyone's going well, and you still get ball murdered. Like, it can happen.
Like, after a while, you'll just get one shot.
I've never, like... I've only ever died when I felt my health was low.
Okay.
I've never gotten to the point where I had high enough health that I was like, oh, come on, I just got one shot. Like, that never happened.
Okay.
But then again, my play style is very much informed by the old game, which is you get in, you be aggressive, you be first, and you win.
Yeah.
Right? In this one, you need to be a little bit more conservative, a little bit more standoffish, because you can't, like, if you're not just going in and getting the hit and winning instantly. Right? You have to get the hit and get out without getting hit yourself.
Right. 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 There's some interplay with HP that comes in.
I watched some video of this on YouTube of it being played, and you can definitely get the ball going fast enough to do one-shot kills with it.
Like, I like the, like, tension idea. Like,
I'll put it this way. If the players are good enough and can keep hitting that very fast ball, like, you can get that into, like, super...
Yeah, it goes pretty fast, especially because with HP, the matches last longer.
Oh, sure.
Right, so...
People don't get eliminated so quickly.
Yeah, so you can definitely get the ball. Another thing, there's power-ups now.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that made the ball bounce like football, so very unpredictably.
Sure.
There was one that made the ball invisible.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
and
that.
And it made puffs of puffs of smoke every time it hit something, so you could still predict where it was going, because it was, you know, it's the same ball as always, but it was invisible, so it makes it kind of hard.
Does it still have the beach ball mode?
No, well, that's its own mode now.
Oh, really?
It's not just, like, a thing you turn on, it's a mode, but you have to unlock it.
Okay, well, that was the case before, it was an unlock.
Okay, yeah. A lot of players have hats that they can take off or put on.
Hats.
Yeah, everyone can double jump now.
Nice.
There's a button, if you hit Y on the Xbox button, you will grab the ball if you're standing still and huck it, which is, it's hard to do if the ball's moving fast. It has a lot of lag before you throw it. Like, there's a lot of wind-up time, they can see it coming, but the ball moves super fast when you throw it and then slows down after a set distance.
That's cool.
So it's a way to, like, fuck the rhythm up.
Yeah, it's a way to fuck the rhythm up. It's like a little mini special.
Yeah, that's
cool. Specials are a lot easier to use. You just hit X twice when you want to use your special.
I feel like Lethal League needed a little more usability.
Yeah, and it does have that now. Yeah. It's really good. The thing with the that I found out with the throwing, you can throw dead bodies that have been eliminated.
Cool.
They don't do anything, but you can.
Do they block the ball at all?
No, they don't do anything.
Oh, man,
they don't interact with anything, but you can, like, if they're flying through the air, you grab them, you can throw them as, like, an extra little. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get out of here! I mean, it does something. It, like, makes the screen more visually confusing.
Yeah, that's definitely... HP does make the screen a lot more visually confusing, because there could be three people just kind of hammering on the ball in the corner, while the fourth person's like, this happening, guys. I don't want to be over there.
I'm not getting in that.
And you're like, all going to get out of the way. I'm going to die.
Some of them are taking damage. Some of them aren't. And you're like, so what's happening over there? Yeah. And then we were playing party golf.
Okay.
Which is exactly what it sounds like. Yeah, I don't really think I need to explain more about party golf.
If you want to know about party golf, just watch like 5 minutes of someone playing it.
But it's exactly what it sounds like. And party golf is extremely modular. And I set some kids up with party golf with one of the other adults. And I walked away to go do some stuff because, you know, it's my job. I came back like 45 minutes later and they were done. They just weren't playing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that had literally never happened. Like, anytime I leave kids alone with video games, they play them until adults make them stop. Right, and they had walked away voluntarily, and I was like, well, what happened? And one of the kids was like, that game got really intense. And I was like, you're 13, what the fuck?
You know, like, you told me this story last night, and I still really appreciate it.
Yeah,
like...
and Owen at the time, I think you said, that is, I think, a legitimate critique of party golf.
Like, right. Like, after PAX, when we both got that game,
yeah.
I realized, like, I don't actually enjoy this that much. I think it's a cool game.
Yeah.
But, like, I haven't played it since I got it. Like,
I think it's a good game to play, like, for 20 minutes at a party.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah. like, it'd be way too easy to get way too into it.
Yeah, but apparently, the kind of game I wasn't there. I didn't see exactly what happened. But,
sure.
The other adult that's with them is, like, another high school student who comes and plays with us. So, like, I can imagine that it got kind of competitive, maybe.
Yeah.
You know? Especially since that game has great potential for incredibly unfair things to happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure does.
It's another thing. Like, the game could just be incredibly unfair sometimes, when it's just like sort of an RNG thing.
Or even worse, someone who's good at it can be intentionally dickish.
Yeah.
I
don't think that was happening, but yeah, I get what you're saying. We played a ton of Ultimate Chicken Horse. Playing Ultimate Chicken Horse with teenagers is a lot more fun than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I was telling you guys the other day when I mentioned this that some of them who are really bad at platformers just started building levels that they thought were impossible.
Sure.
And then were really amazed when, you know, me or some of the other people were just like, yeah, I've been playing Mario forever. So just, here you go.
I'm sorry, I'm just breathing over here.
But it was really fun. It was really fun making those things. And teaching the kids how to platform.
Yeah.
That's not a thing they're used to.
That game's good for that.
They're used to fucking Fortnite. And I'm like, okay, you hold X with the top of your thumb, and you press it by bending your thumb.
Fucking squeeze your thumb in.
Yeah.
Pop it.
Yeah.
Pop it in.
Pop and lock. That's what I've been doing.
Cool.
Warframe's still in a content drought, so.
Alright. I played Mark of the Ninja. I jumped into WoW with Owen for a minute. But my trial expired.
Oh, okay.
I made a Death Knight gnome named Smallpox, and I was really happy that name was existing.
It's really weird that name was existing.
Yep. I was excited about that. I forgot how cool the Death Knight opening is. That's just cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It
has a very good set of quests.
Yeah.
I get tired of, like, I've made multiple Death Knights, and I get tired of it because all of those quest archetypes were also all over the expansion
all over that Death Knights King.
Came
yeah.
from. So, like...
You've done a lot of that a lot. Yeah. I was just digging, like, oh, yeah, I forgot about the whole theme of this. This is cool. I'd like some money so I could actually play WoW again, because that seems kind of all right with the new stuff.
Yeah.
Join
me and Brian.
Yeah. I have friends playing, too. So that's been on my mind. I played a lot of RimWorld, because... I opened that box.
Oh, yeah, I'm almost about to build my spaceship in RimWorld.
Yeah. I've
never done that.
Victory conditions and shit.
We're going to go to space.
I built the spaceship in RimWorld.
Nice. I never bothered. Like, I was having a great time being on a planet.
And then I had a really cool experience. Today's Saturday. Yesterday, on Twitch, I was streaming. And then this guy that I had talked to, like, 2 weeks ago on Twitter, like, hey, man, do you play PUBG? We should play sometime. Like, shows up in my Twitch chat. And he's like, hey, let's play some games. So, I played duo PUBGs with another dude, and we had a lot of fun.
Cool.
And that was really neat. And it's on my channel if anyone wants to watch it. twitch.tv/AverysKim. Yeah.
Sick.
So, like, different way of twitching and playing PUBG.
Different ways of twitching.
He was playing with a controller on a PC, and, like, did well.
Okay.
I was impressed. It was weird. But
I've heard the PC, the controller configurations for PUBG are like a lot.
Yeah, he was. There was some there were two games where it wasn't right, and like half of his conversation was like, "Oh, this button's over here. What the fuck?"
Yeah.
But he had a good attitude about me, like chuckling about it.
I've heard that control setup is like fucking wild.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see it being like. There's a lot of like weird contextual shit in PUBG, right? Like, there's a lot of press F to do whatever's in front of you.
Yeah.
And so like. Yeah.
Also, I bet it's a lot better now that they have those radial menus in for switching grenade types. And
Xbox being out. Like, and,
well, but like when the Xbox thing launched, like I remember hearing, like, these controls are pretty wild because there's a lot of fucking buttons in PUBG, you know?
Well, like, and imagine, like, so the way the inventory menu works, right? Like, you hit tab, and then you mouse everything in and out, and you drag things onto your guns. Like, how do you do that with a controller?
Yeah.
How do you do that anywhere near fast enough with a controller? Right? Like, that's gotta be like, these buttons go on this gun, and these buttons go on that gun, and this is drop it, and like, I don't... Yeah. I'm kinda tempted to plug in the controller just to see what that world's like, but I don't wanna.
You see, you can do war mode on the shooting range now?
Yeah.
I wanna do that.
Yeah.
Shooting range is such a silly place.
It's super dumb. So yeah, that's mostly been me. I'm two steps down from the top rank in PUBG, because they have 7 ranked ranks.
Nice.
I'm elite. It's pretty cool.
You gonna make a payphone barf quarters?
Yeah.
Nearly.
Totally.
Okay. We're gonna spoil Bark of the Ninja now, even though that is not really a thing, because as we'll get into, this game has as slightly less story than a 70s grindhouse film.
Which makes a lot of sense when I tell you it's by the same developers that made Shank.
Yeah.
It has about as much plot as Mr. Shifty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has less plot than Mr. Shifty, I'd say.
I think it has exactly the same amount and the exact same plot as Mr. Shifty.
Yeah, there's like a betrayal 5 at the end, and then...
Yeah.
That's it. Todd slaps you in the chest, and then you finish the game.
Todd?
Betrayal 5. Scrubs. It's a thing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, Mark of the Ninja...
See, when you say Todd on this podcast, I immediately just think of...
Oh, Todd Howard. Yeah, topically, yes. My bad.
One Mr. Howard.
I did not include context. That is my fault. Mark of the Ninja is a 2D stealth platformer that was, like, super an Xbox arcade game. Like, it came out in that, like...
It was, like, 2013?
Yeah, that, like, that early 2010s, like... Yo, you can download games on the Xbox for $15 and it's dope. Like, it was that era where indie games, like, finally had a platform
or, like,
in the mainstream.
Fez and stuff like
that. Yeah, like that kind of thing. Yeah. So, it has a lot of, like, the trappings and the size and everything of a game of that price point and type. But it has the clay art style that I like. It's pretty neat. It's cel-shaded.
And, mm-hmm.
Like, super Saturday morning cartoon with lots of murder in it.
The animated cutscenes are sort of interesting, because, like...
They're, like, weird and remastered.
Well, so, like, the artwork, I think, looks good. Like, the actual drawings of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're very well animated. Like, when stuff moves...
Yeah, it looks like some Comic Zone shit.
Yeah, yeah.
The animations are, like, left over, but they redid, like, the slides of the characters. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, so, like, Like, I'm not trying to, like, dog on the artist or anything like that, but it feels like a 2D artist who is not used to animating, or a 2D artist who is better at 2D art and not animating.
Yeah, somebody outside their bailiwick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a weird, like, it's weird having played the old version of this game and then, like, seeing the way the art got, like, redrawn with slightly more details, and then it's still, like, sliding around the way it already did.
Well, hold up for a second. We should talk about that for a second. Owen, did you play this at all before?
No, I've never played this before.
And you beat it before.
I, like, smashed this game before.
I bounced off this game.
Okay.
In, like, 2015, I want to say.
Okay.
I played this game, and I hated it. And I have since adjusted my philosophy towards what I need to do in this game, but I still dislike it for the same reasons.
Okay.
Anyway, continue with what you're saying.
Yeah, so... what's sort of the core of this game? You're a ninja, because it's called Mark of the Ninja, and the whole theme is that your character has this tattoo with his magic ink that gives him superpowers.
But they gave that to you to, like, go murder a specific guy.
Yeah, like, some dude jacked up your temple, and now we're gonna give you this tattoo so you can make it right and murder them.
And then you have to kill yourself.
Yeah, so that's, like,
The end thing is that the tattoo's been talking to you the whole time, and you can't trust it, and it wants you to murder your entire ninja clan, because that's what crazy people say.
Whatever, your entire fucking ninja clan trying to murk you.
They're kind of dicks, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real good answer at the
end. I'm just going to put it out there. I killed the master.
Yeah, I did, too.
I killed myself this time, because I killed him before.
The tattoo was like, he was like, you are talking to a tattoo right now, and I was like, for real? And tattoo was like, yeah, I'm a tattoo, but have I lied to
you? Yeah, no, that's what got me the first time. It was like, she's like, I never lied to you. And you're like, she's right.
Master lied to me.
Yeah.
He did.
This dude lied to me, tried to kill me, and is trying to convince me to not kill him.
Master broke one of the cardinal rules from the Three Ninjas films.
Yeah.
That if they use guns, they are not ninjas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Like, he's getting into all that cyber tech, and as soon as he did that, it's like, I'm not about this guy.
No, dude, I'm wiping the floor with all your dudes anyways. Yeah. You don't need this shit.
And he's lying to me.
Like, Kage bullshit no jutsu.
And he wants me to kill myself. Like,
I understood that. That was good. Thanks, three episodes of Naruto I've watched.
Do you remember my car's name?
No.
Karuto Kuruzumaki.
Nah, yes. Very good. Believe it. That's the game. It's a 2D platformer, you like grappling hook around and crawl around on the walls and shit, and you kill dudes with your sword.
Now, in the Doom agenda down here, the first thing it says is, what was wrong with this game?
What was wrong with this game?
Owen, do you want to speak first, or shall I?
I think the way you jump in this game sucks.
Okay!
I think the air control in this game, it drives me fucking crazy.
Okay!
And my character is constantly doing jumps that I... The arcs of my jumps are constantly not what I expect.
Yeah, I can. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's got weird. I have
weird
a
heavy jumping.
I have an umbrella gripe that folds in Owen's gripe, which is that this game uses Ocarina of Time context controls for everything.
Yeah.
Right, and so if you're in the wrong fucking pixel, you're gonna do the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. But since the game expects me to be on point all the time, instantly reactive to everything that's going on stream, and I'm expecting one thing to happen and already using inputs for the next thing I want to happen,
right?
Then when my guy needs to stash a body but instead open and closes a door three times and then gets shot in the face, that's not my
that's
fault,
really frustrating,
but the game is punishing me.
Because the game can't buffer what you're doing.
Playing that game, like, it's really clear that, like, you have a very robust tool set in, like, ways you can move around your environment, and I never felt like I was good at doing it.
Yeah, it's...
I always felt like I was fighting the controls, like, whether it's transitioning from hanging underneath something to going around the corner, or dropping down.
And, like,
or...
the zones
on laser boxes, right?
Yeah. The zones on the sticks for, like, the contexts of that are, like, super brutally precise in a way that's frustrating.
Yeah.
I also don't like that this game doesn't do the thing that stealth games need to do when you're a super murderer, which is, when shit goes bad, you should be able to super murder someone to stop the shit from going bad.
Of course, that's one thing I did like, is that your guy is, his thing is not that he has, like, crazy superpowers until he learns how to teleport.
Yeah.
Right? His thing is that just he's a dude with a sword who has the drop on you.
Right.
And he has a drop on you because you planned correctly. So I actually did enjoy that, like, he's just a guy.
Yeah.
Right? And then if the guys with the guns find you and shoot you, you're dead.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. It results in this thing, though, that I get in stealth games sometimes that I fucking hate, though, where I'll fuck up. And I don't instantly die, but I know that I've fucked up enough that
it's irretrievable.
I'll just put the controller down and wait for them to finish shooting me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, man, like...
I don't like... So I don't like games where, in the stealth situation, you sneak up on a dude, and the contextual thing of the game didn't trigger, so I end up punching the guy instead of starting the stealth kill.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't have any way to just correct that.
Yeah.
I can't just... take this dude out and fix the problem.
I mean, if you keep slapping him around enough...
Yeah, and then he falls over and then you stab him
wild. You can do a takedown, but you have to do it really well.
Right.
And it's really hard to jump around well on this
game. The margin for error on that is awful. When, like,
I bought a move where if you hold the up stick and do punch, mm-hmm. it will send them, it will do a launcher mm-hmm. from a fighting game. So there were a lot of times where I would launch the guard off of whatever building we were on.
Okay.
When I fucked that up.
Yeah.
When that happened to me. Which I think that particular thing happened to me less than maybe you guys, sounds like, happened to you.
I don't like that there's not, like, a thing I can do to fix that problem. Right. It's one thing if I jump down and I kill a dude and I fuck up and it's loud and then the guy turns around and shoots me in the face.
I really like in Shadow of Mordor
mm-hmm.
how, you know, even if the orc has seen me,
yeah.
there's, like, 2.5 seconds where I can still just shove a dagger in that dude's face.
Right. Or you can just be like, stun time! And like, fucking, like, there's options in that moment.
So, you just talked about buying a thing,
mm-hmm.
and this is like probably actually my biggest gripe with this game, is that your upgrade progression is controlled by how many things
how well
you achieve
the
per
secondary
level.
Objectives and find the secrets.
And so I'll make it through a level and I'll get like almost no points because I do a god awful job because I suck at this game.
Okay.
And so my options are, do I want to replay that level and get more points? And the answer is always hell no.
No.
Like,
I want to get through this.
Let's keep moving, please.
Mm-hmm.
And so like by the end of the game I had like almost no upgrades, which makes the game punishingly difficult.
Right, because like
for someone who got to this place by being very bad at the game.
Right. Right. It doesn't make things easier on you unless you're already executing, and that is not good game design.
And there's certain abilities you can buy to unlock that, like, there's some of it that it's like, these are cool abilities that you can buy into. There's some that I think you should have out of the box.
Yeah. Being able to grab someone off a ledge and kill them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
being able to grab someone through a grate and kill them? Yes.
All the stealth attack ones, I think, should be tied to level progression,
yeah.
like, first time, rather than point progression.
Yeah, being able to stab a dude out of a hiding spot should be...
One thing I will say that I do kind of respect Clay for is that their games... to a certain extent, because obviously, like, you are being punished
mm-hmm.
quite a bit. To a certain extent, their games are doable
mm-hmm.
From the get-go. They're easy to pick up and start playing. But then they A, teach you how mm-hmm. to play them, and B, sort of demand mastery. Demand that mm-hmm. you learn how to do these things
correctly.
This
is the style of this game.
Yeah.
Learn it.
And that's something that I respect, but it's not always something that they're able to pull off correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they do shoot for that, and I do respect that.
And I'm at least as far as I can tell, you can probably beat the game without buying any upgrades. Like the whole game design is probably designed front to back, that it doesn't like require that you do this or require
you can
that you do
theoretically
this.
Play that whole game without killing anyone
like,
but the boss.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you want to be a tough guy speedrunner
mm-hmm.
and do a no upgrades, no kills run, like, I'm sure that's possible.
It's a thing.
There's a lot of room for improvement in your own play.
Yeah.
Which does feel good when you get better at the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like that's not something I necessarily experience.
Well, and if you're not interested in that, right? Like I totally get that.
I feel like a lot of the improvement in my play as time went on, it was just I stopped trying to do certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Right. I don't know how to do this, so I'm not doing it.
Which isn't like a good kind of skill progression.
Right.
Of identifying which things in the game I suck at and then just not trying to do them.
Yeah. Yeah, there would be, like situations where I would go through a level, and the level would be like, okay, if you're going to go this way, it's going to be this kind of puzzle. And I'd be like, okay, I'm going the other way.
Yeah.
Right? And it was like the game would be like, oh, you know, stealth kills. If you don't get those, things go bad. It's like, well, how would I just leave?
Yeah.
For a minute. Like, I'd just fuck up killing this dude, and all his friends go, what happened?
And then you
go
run
over there,
three screens away.
And
yeah.
When they're leaving, I go back, and I stealth kill the last guy in line.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of times where I did stuff like that, where, like, I'd kill a guy, fuck up, run away, come back, kill one more guy, fuck up again, run away.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm just whittling them down one by one in, like, the most incompetent mm-hmm. way possible.
In the most stealth game, haha, your programming sent you back.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. And, it doesn't feel good. Good.
Right, right.
It's like, I guess I'll just sit in this vent until the timer runs out.
Yeah. So this game came out, I think, right before the first Arkham game came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate.
And so it was really cool because it had all these mechanics that I, like, sort of enjoyed from a stealth game's perspective. And then, like, Batman was just like, hey, did you like that game? Turn it up to 11 and put Batman on it, right? Like,
sure.
I've
never played any of those Batman games, so, like, I only know what they do by osmosis and, by watching other people do it.
Yeah. Well, and the difference is that game doesn't just have a stealth track. Like, you can just go be Batman and beat up 50 dudes if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, that's
like,
not really an option in this.
Right. It's not a thing at all.
There's not like a samurai outfit you can unlock and just charge into rooms.
Yeah. I think there is, but yeah.
But you have to you have to be good enough at that style.
Steven was telling me that like there is a better fighting suit.
Yeah.
But you can't just like run straight at your opponents.
I just remember there was a suit that was like, yeah, you can murder people real good in this suit.
Mm-hmm. Stealth kills are free. Yeah, or like whatever.
I don't know what it was, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's the other thing is like that game's like unlocks are cool, but if you never like from Owen's perspective, right, in this case, like you're not gonna see those because you're not executing on the dumb side goals that it's giving you. You're barely scraping through the game.
No, I remember there was a certain point, like at the beginning of the game, I was playing the game and I was doing the things the game was asking me to do, and at a certain point I realized like I don't have to engage with these side systems, and I don't have to, so I'm not going to.
Right.
And it was like, oh, if you reach that in a minute, you get an extra thing. And I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna take my time.
Yeah, you know? I had to stop myself after the first level and be like, no, come back and do these if you want to.
Yeah.
Right? Don't...
Just get through the level.
Don't play this game fucking 100% first time. Like,
yeah, there was need to do that. There was parts on the later level, too, where I would, like, I would just sail past whole quarters of the level. Just...
Mm-hmm. Which I like that that's an option. I think that's cool, but...
Just kind of, I don't know, left me not, like Owen was saying, not feeling good about myself.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like...
Yeah, there's a point where you don't want to feel like you're not playing the game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah.
That
said, what's good about it?
Yeah, was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I mean, that's about the size
of... Okay, you got that off your chest.
What I didn't like about the game.
Yeah. I felt a sense of tedium a lot when playing this game.
Your minute-to-minute encounters are, for how short this game is, are very repetitive.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, like, learn the tools, learn the rooms, do the thing.
And, like, they mix it up, like, as time goes on, but it's, like, there's only so many times I can, like, do a puzzle with boxes moving on chains with lasers coming out of them.
Yeah, there's, like, five obstacles in the game.
Yeah,
period.
And it's, like, oh, whoops, you fucked up crawling around the corner of this moving box, you got lasered.
Well, no, it's, you didn't fucked up, your toe was poking out one pixel, fuck that.
Yeah. Or, but, like, there's literally, like, five obstacles in the game. There's dogs, guards, lasers, but spikes, and gas.
Those all have, like, variations in, like, different ways that they can
Yeah, but, like,
so it's not,
there's only so many ways the puzzle turns, is my point.
Toxic, like, gas.
Yeah.
I mean, there's stuff.
Yeah. And there's a decent progression.
I actually thought the toxic gas was an excellent addition to what was already happening. Because it was like, this area, you can only be in for a limited period of time.
Yeah.
You need to be quick. I actually liked that. I thought, when I saw that what was happening, I was like, oh, this puzzle, like, makes more sense now. Mm-hmm. This whole room as a puzzle makes
I feel
more
like
sense
I
now.
Ran a lot more this time through the game than I did the first time.
Definitely.
Like, I definitely, like, realized the sound range. I realized the sound range on running was, like, visual, and then I started just running everywhere. Like, I was just like, oh, that guy won't hear me. Go, 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 go. Yeah. And then eventually...
Or, like, I will just, like, I'm just gonna leave.
Yeah.
So I don't give a fuck if that guy hears me.
And eventually you get an upgrade that, like, cuts that range in half, which is super good, because then you can run even more. Like, oh, that dog smelled me? Don't care, I'm out!
I don't think I ever dealt with a dog silently.
It's hard.
I think I always just walked up to dogs and punched them in the face.
The hitboxes
I don't like killing
dogs
in this game.
I don't think you actually kill them.
It makes me feel bad.
Because whenever you stealth kill a dog, you just karate chop them and they go down.
Alright. I don't know. I don't like hurting dogs.
Yeah. So. No. And those dogs are awesome. Like, they're great little cartoon dogs.
Yeah.
You know?
Like German Shepherds.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're, like, good-looking dogs, and they're just doing their job.
All dogs are good-looking.
Did you guys figure out that your companion is a hallucination before they tell you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't, like, the first time through, but I was also dumb.
So, like, I guess the thing I haven't talked about my playthrough is that, like, I skipped most of the cutscenes in this game playing through it because I
was... You also played on the Switch. How was that?
I was playing it on the Switch, so I would play it on the bus, and I would play it at work. And the Switch... has Bluetooth, but will not pair with Bluetooth headphones.
Mm.
So, for the most part, I had to play this game with no sound on.
Mm.
And I didn't want to watch those cutscenes with no sound. And so, like, when they'd come up when I'm on the bus, I'd just skip them.
Yeah.
And even then, even though I'm, like, missing some of the narrative, like, I didn't realize that, like, my tattoos were magic.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they put tattoos on me. Like, whatever. Like, the way it's even, like, visually framed sometimes in some of the cinematics were so, like, pop in over your shoulder like she's fucking Jiminy Cricket on your shoulder to talk to you. And, like, she literally never does anything.
She never interacts with anything.
She only talks to you. No one talks to her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a name?
Nope.
Like
she just shows up at the beginning of the game and is like, we've known each other forever. And you're like, later on, you're like, that's not true.
Why didn't she get a tattoo? Why does only Mark get the tattoo? Mm-hmm.
Is his name Mark?
Yeah, Mark the Ninja.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Apparently I'm playing baseball, too. All right.
Owen's lighting him up today, isn't he?
Fucking home run Owen over here.
Mr. October.
They call me Owen Beanball.
I'm the star player.
Mr. October. Yeah.
All right. What was good?
I like that you have like a big tool set.
I really liked that as well.
Mm-hmm. I like that it has like these large and complex consistent environments.
I liked that you had it because there's games where I have a big tool set, mm-hmm. but I just like ignore half the tools.
Sure.
And in this one, I was actually like finding reasons to
there's use like use cases for everything.
Bombs and spike traps and stuff.
Yeah, there's some of them I found more useful than others. Like, I don't think I used my smoke as much as I could have.
I do want to say, on the level where it forces you to teleport a lot to beat the level at all, there were long enough stretches between the parts where teleporting is forced to complete the puzzle that I forgot I could teleport.
Yeah, totally.
And then got stuck, and then 20 minutes in, remembered I could teleport, and instantly beat the puzzle.
They introduce it in a really simple sense, and then they're kind of like, forget about it for a while.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, it should have been reinforced a little better up front.
Should have been able to.
Because there's a lot of puzzles in that level where, like, the timing's impossible without it.
I really like that when you finally catch up with, what's his name, the villain?
Karajan?
Yeah, Karajan. I like that it takes your control away, and your guy just does, like, a sweet...
Yeah, he
like,
just sweet super murders
him. Yeah, because, like, you don't need to have me go in there and press A, right?
Well, and, like, if you do it right, you just go in there, and the power's off, and he's just a free kill.
Yeah.
Right? Which is, like... Yeah,
I thought that was a nice bit of presentation.
You chops them up like the super guards.
Yeah,
the guards that you have to daze.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah, so
I killed a lot of those dudes because they're worth hell points.
Oh, I didn't give a shit about points.
I
killed them because they were in wrong places.
Yeah.
It was like, you are inconvenient, so I'm going to spike trap you and then cut you apart.
Yeah, I like that animation. It's super dumb animation.
Yeah,
fucking dash around them and cut them up.
Like, it's respect this game for what it is, but I do not like it.
Like,
this is definitely a game for a certain type of person, and I think it's done well, but it's not done well for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fair.
There's some games when I finish them, it's like, fuck this game sucks shit. Yeah. Like, don't play Beat Cop.
Right. Like, yo, fuck Beat Cop!
Like, unless you're
whatever
like,
number of games we have played, that is the ranking Beat Cop will receive.
Like, unless you're like a crypto racist who fetishizes the police, like, don't play Beat Cop. And also fetishizes like 80s adventures game, or 90s adventure games.
Yeah.
Those are probably the same people, man.
Yeah.
They love bureaucracy. They love the boot on their neck.
But like, ooh. I think this game is just like for a type of person that I am not.
Yeah. No, and that's fair. I like this game in the context of Clay's catalog. Mm-hmm. In that Shank is like modern beat-em-up game in like a super hard way when we didn't have beat-em-up games. And then this game is like, yo, what if Shinobi was good?
Playing this game...
what if Shinobi wasn't a combat game?
This is a little bit of unrealized dream territory. It made me wonder, like, what if there was a 2D side-scrolling Hitman game where like... In this game, like, there's definitely a right and wrong way to approach most situations. Mm-hmm. In Hitman, the whole point is that there's, like, 20 different ways to take every situation.
Right.
You know, like, give me side-scrolling 47, who can, like, throw a tomato can,
so like,
or...
take all the good parts from this game and all the good parts from, what was that stupid game you made us play where we're the Grim Reaper? You motherfucker.
Deadbolt,
yeah.
Yeah, take all the good parts of Deadbolt and this, and then, like... cram NPC AI systems on things.
So this game is one of those weird games where it has like five systems that actually interlock well, but if you don't like make them do that, it's not apparent.
Yeah,
right? Because like there's cool shit where like you kill that guard with a spike trap and then another guard sees it and he's like, oh shit, I'm scared, and then he's super easy to kill because he's doing dumb shit the whole time.
Yeah,
right? But there's a total possibility that you go through the game not setting those triggers off in the right way and never seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and also like with the hypothetical game I'm talking about also requires like a bit more believable level design. Mm-hmm. Like, levels that look more like Gunpoint.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, this, like, so something I kept thinking about while playing this game is, you know that part in Galaxy Quest at the end where they're in the ship's engine, and so Sigourney Weaver's like, why is it like this? Because there's just, like, enormous metal pistons yeah. that don't do anything.
Yeah, this game is totally that. And it's like all the level designs in this game yeah. are totally
like,
that.
Like, I'm going through this, I was like, why is there, like, this crane bringing this crate up and down that has a laser on it, and it goes through a grid of lasers? Yeah. Like, why are all these lasers on?
Why is the Ninja Fortress attached to the subway? What's going on?
Why is the entire Middle East covered in hanging engine blocks with C4 in them?
Yeah. The whole thing is absurd. Yeah. And, like, I don't have a problem with it in this game, I want to be clear.
Yeah, no, like, it's very stylistically this game.
This game takes place in the World of Darkness, let's be clear. You know?
Mm-hmm. I really like the weird... I don't want to call them, like, flashback animations, but, like, the weird tattoo hallucination animations in the cinematics mm-hmm. are fucking cool, and, yeah. like, they give me, like, a Samurai Jack flashback feel.
Yeah, like, if you kill your master at the end, like, the way it animates when your guy leaves yeah. afterwards, like, he just turns into this black, like, shape and...
Yeah, like, yeah. There's things in this game that still work stylistically, but, like, I didn't realize how bad the voice acting was until I came back to it.
Yeah, the voice acting wasn't super bad, but it's fine. A little...
Yeah, it's not great, but
it's definitely of its era, and yeah. they did not remaster it, which I don't blame them for.
It's passable for 2012. It's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
It's not like Raymond in Shadowrun. Like, that was...
yeah.
Raymond has lines at the beginning and end of the game, and they're bad.
I have not heard them, and I have beaten that game twice.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
Shadowrun Hong Kong, I should say, for our listeners.
Yeah.
Shadowrun Returns Hong Kong.
But yeah, like I was interested to see, like, part of why I picked it was like, oh, this version just came out. Also, what's that game like in today's sort of, like, existence?
How would it compare?
It's still a very good 2D stealth game, which there aren't very many of.
No,
yeah.
they're not.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's definitely, like, doing its own thing, and if you're not interested... I definitely understand it.
I think its controls could use a little, not like complete redesign, but a little rework, a little
brush up. I want the zone on the stick, mm-hmm. if I'm trying to go up to the ceiling next to a vent, I want that zone to be more than 2 pixels.
Yeah.
I want to be able to find that area easier.
That context button.
Yeah.
Like, that thing sucks.
It's tough.
Climbing around corners.
Yep. Yeah, I had to do those all very slow.
That should just happen.
I had to do those all super slow.
Shouldn't be a button. I shouldn't be hitting an additional button.
Or there should be a button to keep clinging to the wall and just keep moving. Or something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, overall, still pretty good. Definitely has problems of its era, I think.
I would not recommend, but...
Yeah, I would say unless this game is calling to you,
yeah.
don't pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, I can definitely see you and Steven looking at this and going, oh, yeah, that's my shit.
That's the thing, is, like, the type of person who likes this game will know from looking
at it. Looking at it, be like, yeah, I'm into that.
Oh, yeah, that's my shit.
Oh, yeah, I like Castlevania and Hot Topic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I should get a tattoo like Mark.
Yeah.
I love by the end of the game how much stupid shit is on that dude's body. Yeah. He's got this dragon coiling around both arms and his fucking eyes. He's got, like, a fucking lion on his chest or whatever. He's got, like, a fucking, it's bad tattoo porn at its best.
If he kills his master and gets away at the end, like, what do you think he does? Because he's gonna go crazier and, like, does he just, like, start, like, just chopping up anyone he sees in the street?
I think Mark runs a nightclub.
Yeah. Kills people and lives in the vents of his own nightclub.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
He talks to his tattoos all day.
He took all the ninja gold and he's the anonymous owner of the nightclub where people randomly disappear from the bathrooms.
I think we get like a party hard Hotline Miami style situation.
What if he's just a villain in Hotline Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels right.
Well, I feel like because the motivation of the man from Party Hard was that his neighbors were being loud. He called the cops, and the cops didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So he decided to just handle it.
I can relate.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Party Hard 2 came out. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Good on those developers for cranking more games.
Well, I think we've talked our way through this game.
Yeah. Should I say I'm Fisher Versus, or is that later?
That's...
My bad.
My bad.
He gets one taste
are
of
you
the
trying
host.
To, yeah, are you trying to steal my fucking job?
No, I
do you want to hold the cell phone?
I just don't know what happens.
Because no. he holds Legos, I hold the cell phone, you hold the chicken hat. This is how it works.
Damn.
Boom.
Bam.
I am the pitcher today.
Now is the time, because we've finished with the natural course of our conversation about the video game we played this week has worn out. So this is the time in which we talk about the Not Real Game Awards. The Not Real Game Awards, what are they? Somebody want to field this?
The Not Real Game Awards are things we have assigned based on feelings, aesthetics, or...
Associations
to specific things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we tend to usually...
They cannot be observed by modern science. You can't pin them down.
Yeah, it's like an electron.
Yeah. Yeah. You only get one. You don't get both of its quantity, yeah. Qualities.
So we assigned a number between 0 and 5. We have not assigned very many 5s. Just putting that out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Todd Howard. How many Todd Howards does this game receive?
I don't think it gets none. Any. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like with Todd Howard awards, like when it rains, it pours.
This game doesn't fail big enough.
There is a
I think this game's largely successful at what it's trying to be.
That's what I'm saying. Like
there's an instinct deep in me that I can't justify to give this 1 point of Todd Howard, but
okay.
I will let that stand at a 0.
Is it because you're fighting the man?
I don't know. I just told you I didn't know.
I was just trying to poke at it.
Brandon Chung.
Hmm.
Brandon Chung, the Blendo Games man.
Yeah.
The Blendoman.
I feel like there's some like weird stylistic things that sort of match up for me.
Yeah, and Brandon Chung fucking loves people climbing in vents.
Yeah, that's true, and you do a lot of that.
Yeah.
I feel like this has that sort of indie, we're doing our own style vibe.
Yeah.
So I feel like 2 is totally justified.
Okay, 2's good.
And the Dev Hime Nina Freeman.
I don't know, like 0.
Yeah.
Zero.
This game's pretty vapid.
Yeah, I had 0 feelings at any
point. The closest I could say is, like, this game is almost an anime.
I feel like this game has so few Nina... It has, like, a negative Nina Freeman... negative Nina Freeman energy to the point that it receives excess Simon Vicklin energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
no,
of it.
Well, I was excited to get
that. Brings us to our next question.
Yeah,
How many Simon Vicklins?
I feel like the problem with this game not being Nina Freeman is everything is disposable.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is 4 Simon Vicklins.
4 Simon Vicklins.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something controversial.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be 5.
Okay.
This is 100% about the stupid-ass, Maddox-ass idea that ninjas are, like, the best.
Yeah.
And that you get, like, a stupid-ass mystical tattoo that's killing you and empowering you at the same time.
Okay.
If the music were better, I feel like you guys would be on board.
Yeah. Like, the music or like, just, like, if the attitude of it were more...
But the attitude, it's not the rock and roll attitude of it,
but
it's like...
That's my metaphor.
Yeah, okay. But anyway.
I can go with 5.
Okay.
I'm good with 5.
All right. That happened.
Because, like, if there's anything in our repertoire of Not Real Game Awards that this game gets a 5 in, it's Simon Vicklin.
All right. All right, that happened. Jay Sawyer.
Nope.
None. Yeah. Immediate
Again,
none.
Everything is disposable.
Yeah.
Although I will say there is some meshing system stuff that happens here that I would say is Sawyer-y, but not enough to override the nothing that's going on.
They're not there for any reasons.
Yeah. No. The meshy systems that you were talking about.
But they're there for gameplay, not world
that's
building.
That's still a Sawyer thing. He's the game director. He's not just a writer.
Right, but I feel like he's good at interweaving the gameplay and the
I'm
story
I'm just saying
reasons.
It's there and it's worth mentioning at this point. All right, Jeff Bezos.
Nah.
It's like a little Xbox Live Arcade indie game.
Yeah, there's dudes with laser guns, but that's about it. That's the closest we get, right? It's like fucking techno fascist.
Oh, I do want to mention, there's literally a point in this game where you're like, we're gonna go storm the bad guy castle, and then the tattoo's like, yo, you should burn the shit out of that building first.
Yeah.
And that's like a level in the game is that you fucking arsonize the whole building to get guards away from the building.
That building was also full of guards.
Uh huh. Like, it's super fucked up. Go on.
Tarn Adams.
Nope.
0.
Jake Solomon.
Still no.
This game is frustrating.
I'd give it like a 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Frustrating in ways it doesn't need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But also frustrating in ways that are born completely out of its own rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't have, like,
the character attachments.
I never felt like the game was unfair. I just felt like its controls sucked.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, it's like, you didn't do what you've done 80% of the time. That's weird.
That's a very XCOM feeling.
80% of the time? Yeah, hitting that 20% way more than you should.
Missing that 99?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. That's it. I kicked that dude instead of...
I should start playing that XCOM thing again.
Yeah, you should. It was you just on the episode, the last episode.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Cardboard computers.
Oh, like zero?
Yeah, and then...
All right.
It lacks the...
This thing's coming out light on awards.
It is.
That five comes at a heavy cost.
It lacks the ephemeral substance for cardboard.
And maybe when we do the awards ranking, I should total the points each game gets. although some games did not receive some of these awards.
So that's true.
May have to go back.
Maybe at some point. Because like, I think like Oxenfree could probably get some cardboard computers.
Yeah.
Definitely. For sure. All right. The Moira Brown Memorial Award sadly goes unawarded this time.
Moira goes unanswered.
Because this game is...
Everything is disposable.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep saying it because it's just too true.
All right. All right. The old guy from Assassin's Creed 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is true, nothing is permitted.
You told me at the beginning of this podcast that it was a secret and that you had a realized dream.
Oh yeah, it was Fallout New California. It's the sequel to Fallout New Vegas I always wanted.
Nice.
Can I edit your sentence right there?
What's that?
It's the sequel to Fallout New Vegas, and then we stop the sentence.
Yeah.
Although
it's actually a prequel, but whatever.
Those have ceased being relevant terms long ago. It's a sequel, but it's set before it. There's a word for that, but we're not going to use it anymore because it's overused. Where can they find us?
If you want to contact us, send us game codes, game screeds, and dick pics. You can get us at badplaystyle@gmail.com.
I love that no one's like...
Are you going to keep saying that?
Calling
we get
the
a
bluff
dick
on the dick pics?
We'll find out.
Okay. We're also on Twitter at @badplaystyle. At @badplaystyle. Those words...
Enunciate the words, Peppa Pig.
Those words did things in my mouth that weren't what I wanted.
Nobody's getting a chicken hat.
Nobody's getting
So as far as I understand it, Keenan still stands at half a chicken hat.
I am the tiebreaker.
Yeah, at minimum value chicken hat. All right. What are we playing next week, Owen?
We're playing Fallout 2 Restoration Project as part of our ongoing series of Fallout games. The Restoration Project is a mod for Fallout 2. If you own a disc copy of Fallout 2, there's a ton of content on that disc that will not manifest in your game.
Unfinished and untriggered.
Cut and unfinished content. So the Fallout 2 Restoration Project kind of stitches all those missing content pieces together. There's a number of quest lines that jump around in Fallout 2 and refer to things you didn't do because they're part of that cut content. So like...
Do they do their best job to patch it up? Is that the idea?
Yeah, well, so, like, in Klamath, there's a whole missing neighborhood of that town, and there's, like, a quest line that says you're about to go there, and then, like, the next part of the quest happens, and they're like, great job! You did a great job.
Nailed it!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it puts that in. You can actually go find Suluk's sister.
Okay.
You can find Ian. It turns out Ian survived!
Oh, no, he didn't. I disagree, because Ian always dies.
No, because he's in Fallout 2.
He just crawls out of wherever he died.
One of the ways Ian can survive is if you don't talk to him.
or tell him to go away.
Yeah.
Completely when the going gets rough.
Yeah.
Like, Ian, can you put on this power armor? This extra power armor that I have?
No, you can't.
No, I'm wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah.
All right, Ian, you need to go back to Shady Sands right now.
Yeah, Ian, shit's getting too heavy, and I care about you.
Yeah.
So get out of here.
So we're going to play the Fallout 2 Restoration Project. But if you can't figure out or can't be bothered to install the Restoration Project and just want to play Fallout 2, do that too, man.
Yeah.
Because... The Restoration Project, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't add that much compared to how big Fallout 2 is in its entirety.
Yeah, this is going to be like a 20-30-hour game.
Huh?
It's a pretty big game. Turns out Fallout 1 was way smaller than we remembered.
Yeah.
Fallout 2, going to be bigger.
Could be smaller than you remember, though.
Probably.
Definitely.
Yeah, I've played way bigger games since, so... Cool beans. Now is the time for the thing that I tried to jump the gun on, right?
Yep.
Okay. Sam Fisher versus Mark.
Versus Mark the Ninja.
Yeah, but,
Mark
like, the Ninja. But like, your job is not just to say that. There's other things involved.
Yeah, no, I'm considering it, and like, even in the world of Mark the Ninja,
okay.
I think Sam Fisher does okay, but there aren't enough pipes, light switches, or other tools of Sam Fisher's trade, and I think he gets...
Wait, is this Sam showing up at Mark's nightclub?
Yeah, and he gets fucked up because there's not enough things for him to interact with.
Okay. I think the fact that Mark can teleport is really
going
to be...
kind of a game changer.
Because like, I don't think Sam could reasonably expect
also,
that.
Like, Sam Fisher's really just a sneaky guard in Mark's world.
Yeah.
So, like...
He's a sneaky guard with more than one hit point.
Yeah.
But
which, like, still isn't that big a deal.
I think he'd do better than most, but I think Mark comes up on top.
Yeah.
Alright.
Fucking tattoo powers, man. They're hard to contend with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Sam's probably doing, like, the world a favor, too. Because, like... like... realistically, Mark's like a serial killer if he survives this game.
And not
so
like
is Sam.
Not like the yeah, but not like the.
But that's
the difference,
sponsor, dude. Come on.
No, but that's the difference. Is that Sam Fisher like waits to kill people? Mark is just gonna teleport places, kill people, and keep going.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Like Mark is like the unhinged Marvel villain version of Sam Fisher.
He's a human pathogen.
Yeah, yeah, he's yeah that.
Okay. Yeah, that's
cool.
It.
Cool. Thanks for listening, folks.
Yeah, have a great time period before the next one.
Yep. Quadrum. Have a nice quadrum.
Yes.
Because they're not months in Rimworld. They're quadrums.
Are they?
That's why they're like fucking like weird names.
I love Jukist.
Is made by my good friend Benjamin Busey. You can find his SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/basicbenji206.